The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
We continue our look at the top 10 drivers of the 2013 NASCAR racing season. And coming in at number 6 is Jeff Gordon, who finished 82 points back of the champion. His season did include a win, 8 top 5s, 17 top 10s, 2 poles, but 5 DNFs really hurt his effort. He does rack up $5.7 million in winnings, however.
We just didn't get a good start to the season. We started behind from Daytona, and it just continued for the next 6 or 8 weeks. And we just were playing catch-up the whole time. So for us, I think it's about getting into a rhythm a little bit earlier and just, you know, I think we're capable of maintaining improvement throughout the season regardless how we start, but we have to start better so that we're focused more on, you know, how we can be a real threat for the championship once and be in it solidly instead of going to Richmond stressing out trying to just make it in.
Okay, Jeff's win at Martinsville was the highlight of his season. Making his 700th consecutive start at Darlington was in there, as well as making the chase as the 13th driver as the result of Clint Bowyer's spin and MWR penalties.
You know, it's so difficult to get all four teams into this chase, and I mean, I know we were the 13th, but I felt like we legitimately could have been in without the spin.
That is our look at the number 6 driver of the 2013 NASCAR racing season, Jeff Gordon. Up next is number 5 on the Final Lap.